Please, Leslie.
Hi, Leslie. This is Susan from ERC Advisor. Am I speaking to the business owner?
What are you selling?
No, I'm not selling anything. This is we're actually calling business owners to see if they're eligible for a tax credit, sir. It's the ERC COVID tax credit. And,
oh yeah, I talked to y'all earlier in the week. Like you called me back today.
Yes, I did.
Okay, give me just a second.
Okay.
Yeah, it called up on my phone. It's scam likely, so that's how I answer all of them.
That's okay.
Yeah.
But yes,
sometimes I'm the most prominent.
So Leslie, how's your day going? Is it pretty good?
Yeah, it's going real good.
That's great.
Give me just a second. I'll get the other guy in here.
We
can talk about this.
Okay, perfect.
Hi, Michael.
Hello, Wesley?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I thought I lost you there. All right.
Go ahead.
So is he like your partner too, your business partner?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Okay.
He's right here beside me.
Okay, so the deal is, this is the deal. Like your business, if your business had 5 or more W-2 employees and was operational during COVID, you may be eligible, like I mentioned the other day, for a tax credit of $26,000 per W-2. Now, the average credit that we are seeing is $160,000 per business. As I mentioned, our team can assist you in obtaining this credit at no upfront cost within 2 days. Now, Wesley, as I asked before, to confirm, was your business operational between 2020 and 2021?
No, it was not. Well, it was, but we didn't have no W-2 employees. Everybody we had at that time was a 1099 employee.
Oh, so they're all 1099 and there's no W-2s?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. Yes, it's got to be W-2 employees. Yes.
Oh, wait a minute. No? We switched over in April. Let's see, January. No, we did. We switched over last year in April to, I think it was 5 W-2 employees.
Okay.
And then the rest, the other 20 were still 1099.
Okay. So now you're, how many employees do you have that are W-2s right now?
Right now, we don't have any. Last year in November, we had a stroke of bad luck and ended up having to let everybody go. So, we're still operational, but we're only doing 1099 employees right now. Last year, from April to November, we did have, I think, we had six total W-2 employees from April to November.
Okay. But in 2020 and 2021, they're all 1099?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Yes, definitely, yes. It's got to be 12 W-2. But, I mean, it's up to you. I mean, Wesley, if you want any more information, I can also just transfer you so you can get more information on this if you like. But that's up to you. But to me, it helps because what I'm going by the guidelines that they're giving us, that you have to be eligible to have had 5 or more W-2 employees. But you're saying that you switched, you know, you had 6 employees that were W-2. But see,
yeah, last year, in April, we switched over to W-2 employees.
Okay.
So.
And the employees that you had were back in 2020 and 21, it was operational during COVID?
Yeah, at that time we was only doing 1099 contracted labor, stuff like that. So.
Okay, all right. If you like, I can transfer you if you want more information, because you never know, maybe there's something else there that you could get some, you know, an idea, or because, you know, the PPP loans too as well, it's out there. I don't know if you got any help on that.
No. I'll be honest, I've always had the theory that nothing's free, so if the government's trying to hand me out something, then there's a string of that. So
exactly.
I don't look into none of it.
Okay, can you just hold for a second? let me ask my soup here and see what he thinks, if we can just go ahead and have somebody connect you with one of our senior advisors that can give you a little bit more details on that. Because if you switch, maybe that can make a difference. I'm not really sure because I'm not really knowledgeable when it comes to that kind of situation. Just give me a second.
Okay. I was 22.
All right, Wesley, I'm going to go ahead and, if it's okay with you, I'm going to go ahead and transfer you to our knowledgeable senior advisor. That way, you know, they can provide you with a little bit more details and explain to you, like, what type of situation that you're in and what can happen, maybe get something from, you know, that credit. Or if not, because you say you switched, so maybe there's something there that they can help you with. So just bear with me for a second, and I'll transfer you just a moment. Let's see.
Okay.
So it's better to know these things, you know, because it might come handy in the long run. So just a moment. Let's see.
Good afternoon, Lane from Baltimore.
Hi there, this is Susan. I have Wesley Sonny, and he has a business. He is interested in learning more about the ERC program. I asked the questions, but he's a little bit interested in wanting to know a little bit more information, okay?
All righty, thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, how's it going?
Good morning, sir. How are you today? My name is Liam Ross from Bottom Line Concepts. You were just speaking with my colleague here regarding the employee retention credit.
All right. The she was asking me about W-2 employees. Everybody I had working for me were subcontractors and our 1099 employees. In
understood.
April
so,
April last year, I switched them over to W-2s. So
April, and now that was April of 22.
Yes.
Okay. So listen, sir. Unfortunately, you know, we're going to have to, you know, end this call sooner than anticipated. Unfortunately, even though you did switch into W-2, it is past that you know requirement date. And then you having contractors and 1099s, you know, you technically would be ineligible for this. But listen, if anything changes, sir, where I can assist you in any way, we'd be sure to reach out, all right?
Sounds good. Thank you.
All righty, brother. Have a good one. Take care now.
You too.